Well, we have one more important piece of business to take care of before tonight's game gets started. So we have reassembled that for the baseball players on the first base side of the field. And they're going to get together to say the two magic words we need to hear to get tonight's game started. Buddy, what are those two magic words? And pitching number 43, Nick Sinicola.
Good evening and welcome to Excite Ballpark in San Jose, California. I'm Jill Guerin. Thank you for joining us today for Game 5 of this six-game series against the San Jose Giants. They are the single-A affiliate of the San Francisco Giants and your Rawhide, the single-A affiliate of the Arizona Diamondbacks. We are ready for first pitch. It's currently 6:13 local time and 84 degrees here in San Jose. Cool off nicely later, and there's 12-mile-an-hour winds blowing out to left field. Rawhide tied up the series yesterday 2-2. With a 13-1 score, here's the first pitch to Corniel. Called strike on the inside corner, 6:13, local time in San Jose for first pitch. Sinicola working quickly, first pitch is fouled off, and it's an 0-2 count now. Corniel leading off for the Rawhide, batting from the left side. Two up after him, Alvin Guzman, Wildred Patino, and in the cleanup spot is Junior Franco. Batting fifth, Sergio Gutierrez. The 0-2, missing high. Batting sixth for the Rawhide, Jason Roberson, followed by J.J. DeRozio and S.P. Chen. Batters. Infield shifting to the right, the 1-2. Outside, 2-2. Nick Sinicola, right-handed pitcher on the mound for the Giants. He's 5-5 this season, a 3.23 ERA. The pitch misses. Ball three. Full count. Payoff pitch. Swung on, ground ball to the first baseman. Barricotto fields it, tags first, one away. Alvin Guzman will bat from the right side. Catching for Sinicola today is Adrian Sagaste. Third baseman, Yorlis Rodriguez. The shortstop, Irison Arteaga. Second baseman, Hayden Cantrell. And at first, Victor Barricotto. Pitch to Guzman, misses high and in, ball one. In left field, Carter Williams, center fielder Grant McRae, and in right field, Alexander Suarez. 1-0, called strike on the inside corner. Calling balls and strikes behind home plate is Cass Cousins. And on the bases, Trevor Patience. The pitch, called strike at the knees, 1-2 count. Here's the pitch. Swung on, fouled off, out of play. The pitch. Swung on, fouled off, third base side. One, two. Swung on and missed, strike three. Guzman goes down swinging for the second out of the inning. Two down, nobody on for Wildered Patino. He's batting from the right side. Patino had the day off yesterday, but two nights ago he came off a career game. Five hits and three stolen bases. He now has 52 stolen bases this season. Here's the pitch. Swung on, fouled off, out of play. Patino has nine hits in three games played this series. 0-1 count, two down, infield. Slight shift to the left, outfield to the right. 0-1 to Patino. Checks his swing. Does he go? Yes, according to patience at first base. It was a pitch low in the dirt. Sinicola, originally from Providence, Rhode Island, the 0-2. Swung on and missed strike three. Two strikeouts to end the first. It's a 1-2-3 inning of work for Sinicola. Heading into the bottom half of the first, we're scoreless. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Closing the mix, 106.5, Saturday in the park. Enjoy the game. And the fun begins with the baseball victory today. The first person to be excited to give you customer service to, with five in a row marked off on their bingo card, either across, up or down, or diagonally, will be tonight's winner. Do not turn the numbers off. Just pull the moment in because we can either be going there. Now you can follow the baseball bingo game on scorecard insert sheets that included with the scorecard versions. The numbers we call are made from the actions of the Saturday night hitters, as well as some events unique to Excite Ballpark. Introducing tonight's Visalia starting batter, catcher number 6, James Androscu. As mentioned, number 15, Hector Perdomo. Leading off the San Jose first, the shortstop, number 15, Iverson Arteaga.
Scoreless in the bottom half of the first inning. Perdomo on the mound for the Rawhide. First pitch lined into left field. Roberson goes back. It'll one hop the wall. Arteaga heading for second. The throw. Not in time. He's safe. The throw from Roberson went all the way to second. Chen applied the tag, but he's called safe. So a runner in scoring position. Really good pitch that stayed up for Arteaga. Yeifer Perdomo, left-handed pitcher on the mound for the Rawhide, now facing Grant McCray. Here's the pitch. Misses low, ball one. McCray responsible for the only run that scored yesterday for the Giants. He had a solo shot in the first inning. The Giants led 1-0 after that. That was it. The Rawhide defeated them 13-1. Pitch misses. Think outside. 2-0 count. Infield shading to the right. Catching for Perdomo is J.J. D'Orazio. Third baseman Gene Walters. Second baseman Juan Corniel, and at second, S.P. Chen. The pitch. Called strike on the outside corner. First baseman today is Sergio Gutierrez. From left to right, Jason Roberson, Alvin Guzman, and Wildered Patino. 2-1. Swung on, ground ball to the first baseman. Gutierrez picks it up and touches first base. One down. Arteaga advances to third. One down, runner on third for Adrian Sagaste, batting from the right side. Wind blowing out to left field, 14 miles an hour. The pitch. Swung on, popped up, out of play. Perdomo 1-5 this season with a stitch. Misses outside, ball one. Perdomo, glove at the chest. The pitch. Missing high and outside, ball two. Series is tied up 2-2. Whoever wins today guarantees a split and has the opportunity to then win the series tomorrow. 2-1. Called strike on the inside corner. Count is 2-2. Sagaste yesterday went 1-for-4. Swung on, grounded foul towards the Rawhide dugout on the third base side. Count one away. The infield is back with the runner on third. The pitch. Swung on, deep fly ball. Right fielder Patino actually is coming in on it. Here's the throw home. It'll hold. The runner gets by the catcher DeRozio, but Perdomo is there to back it up. Let's go through this one again. Off the bat, I thought it was going to be plenty of room for Arteaga to score. Instead, Patino ended up coming in on the ball, made the catch for the second out of the inning. Arteaga went about halfway down the third base line, decided to come back, which was the correct decision. A good throw from Patino, despite it getting by the catcher DeRozio, just missed it on the hop. Perdomo was there to back it up, as he should be. Two down, runner on third, and Victor Barracoto bats from the first pitch, swinging high fly ball into center field. Guzman underneath it. That will end the inning. Perdomo gets out of a leadoff double, and we're still scoreless going into the second inning. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball. Thank you. Rawhide swings at the first pitch, low ground ball, first baseman Barracoto picks it up and tags Franco for the first out of the inning. One pitch, one out for Nick Sinicola, who's on the mound for his second inning of work. He only threw 15 pitches in the first inning to get three outs. Very efficient. Gutierrez will bat from the left. He's a switch hitter for the Rawhide. One away, nobody on. He hit his third home run of the season yesterday. Here's the pitch. Misses outside ball one. It was actually in back-to-back home runs, too. Before him, Jason Roberson hit a two-run blast. And Gutierrez, after him, hit a solo shot over the right field wall. 1-0. Misses outside ball two. Rawhide haven't had a base runner today. Meanwhile, the Giants have actually had a runner all the way at third base. Called strike. 2-1 count. Gutierrez batting 172 this season. 2-1. Swung on and missed strike two. Swung on, fouled off. He stays alive. The pitch misses low ball three. Nick Sinicola, 22 years old. He'll turn 23 in October this year. Originally from Providence, Rhode Island. 3-2. Cold strike three on the outside corner. Gutierrez goes down looking for the first out of the second. That's three strikeouts in less than two innings of work for Sinicola. And now Jason Roberson bats from the left side.
Batted six. The left fielder number 16, Jason Roberson.
Roberson, like I mentioned, hit a two-run blast yesterday. The pitch. Called strike on the outside corner. Roberson's home run was his fifth of the season. He's batting 221. This is his first series back from the injured list. He had an oblique strain. The pitch. Swung on and missed. Strike two. Sinicola, a product out of the University of Maine, seems to be in a groove right now. 0-2 count, two down. The pitch to Roberson. Swung on and missed strike three. It was actually foul-tipped into the catcher's glove for the third out of the inning. Four strikeouts through two innings of work. We're still scoreless going into the bottom half of the second. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Time for tonight's water balloon toss is presented by Valley Water. Four fans split into two teams. They are Corina and Ryan, taking on Camilla and Jonathan. Lead successful catch, the player in the first in the outfield will take one giant step back. The toss goes back and forth. See, I want to make you conserve water on your arm. Get set. Throw. Step back. Here we go. And our winners are Kalina and Ryan. Let's have a round of applause for Kalina and Ryan. Kalina and Ryan. Thanks, God, for serving water for you guys. For 1 and 2. Instead of my family water in the box, because you are a third straight year of superior jobs. Let's all say yes to saving water. Find a water conservation tip, tools, and rebates at
Carter Williams leads it off for the Giants in the bottom half of the second inning. Perdomo back on the mound. Pitch is a called strike outside corner. One missing outside. Perdomo in the first inning gave up a leadoff double to Arteaga on the first pitch that he threw. Was then able to retire the next three batters and not allow a run to score. 1-1. Foul tipped. 1-2 count. Perdomo, 21 years old. He'll be 21 in exactly a month on August 16th. Speaking of birthdays, we do have a birthday on the Rawhide team today. It's Dylan Castaneda, who threw on Wednesday, the 1-2, 21st birthday today. If you follow us on Instagram, you saw you can see him on our Instagram story doing a little birthday dance to the BP music here at Excite Ballpark, getting a little bit into it. Here's the 2-2. Cold strike, 3 on the outside corner. Williams goes down looking for the first out of the second. That strikeout is brought to you by Visalia Kia, the Visalia Used Car Supercenter. Many are priced under $20,000, and $500 down is all you need. Hayden Cantrell bats from the right side. One down. Here's the pitch. Swung on. High fly ball. Left field side. Foul territory. Everyone giving chase. Roberson runs out of room. So a strike now on Cantrell, 0-1 count. Perdomo, originally from Venezuela, 5'10", 160 pounds. He was originally signed as an international free agent by the Blue Jays and was traded to the Diamondbacks along with J.J. DeRozio, his battery mate tonight, for Joaquin Soria. That was in September. In September of last year. Here's the pitch. Check swing. He did not go on a low inside pitch, according to patience on the bases. 1-1 count, one down. The pitch. Swung on and missed, strike two. And Cantrell just threw off his elbow guard. Did he bat from the left in the first pitch? I could have sworn he did. Maybe I'm losing it. Here's the pitch. Missing out. I say that's because he took the elbow guard off, but I could have sworn he took it off his right arm, and he's batting from the right side against the left-handed pitcher. I definitely could be wrong. Here's the 2-2. Missing low in the dirt. Ball three. Cantrell is the switch hitter. The pitch is swung on, lined into left field, a base hit. Roberson cuts it off to hold Cantrell to a single. Second hit of the day for the Giants. Runner on first, one away, and Yorlis Rodriguez comes to the plate. Here's the pitch. Coming inside, misses in. Perdomo this season, 1-5 with a 7.89 ERA. This is his 14th start of the season for the Rawhide. 1-0. Swung on, ground ball to the third baseman. Walters fields it, goes to second for one. On to first, a 5-4-3 double play. Scoreless going into the third. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
For the Giants in the second. No runs, one runner left on base. This happening break is brought to you by the Sugar and Rubenstein. Please welcome Jackson to the right field line. Jackson will have four chances to possibly enjoy the toilet paper into that luxury bathroom fixture. Wheel out on the right field line. Jackson, that runs courtesy of the Sugar and Rubenstein. Jackson, when you are ready, right away.
J.J. DeRozio bats from the right side against Santacola. First pitch is a called strike on the inside corner. Swung on, deep fly ball, left center field. Center fielder McRae going back. It'll one hop the wall. DeRozio heading for second. A stand-up leadoff double for the catcher, and it's the first hit of the day for the Rawhide, brought to you by Roasted Brothers Milk Company. SB Chen will now bat from the left side. Runner in scoring position. We're scoreless in the third. Santacola working with the runner on for the first time today. Pitch misses high, ball one. Chen yesterday, 1-5. The pitch. Swung on, high fly ball. Foul territory, third base side, and it'll get out of play. 1-1 count. Chen is batting .247 this season with three home runs, has 31 runs batted in. The pitch. Misses outside. Santacola was drafted in the seventh round last year by the Giants. The pitch. Called strike. Outside corner. 2-2 count. Last year, he pitched in the Arizona Complex League for the Giants. Threw in 5 games, only 6 innings. It's normal for a pitcher's first professional season when they just threw in college or high school. The pitch misses high, ball 3. Full count. Nobody out and a runner on second. Then he started the year here in San Jose. This is his 10th start in seven. Here's the pitch. Swung on, ground ball to the first baseman. Barricotto picks it up and tags first to retire Chen. D'Orazio advances to third. One away. Potential first run of the game just 90 feet away, and Gene Walters, the number 9 batter, will come to the plate. Infield in, runner on third, one down, scoreless in the top half of the third. Here's the pitch. Called strike on outside corner. Walters, the third baseman today, had the day off. Oh-1. Swung on. Line drive into left field, a base hit. D'Orazio will score, and Gene Walters stands on first base with an RBI single. Rawhide lead 1-0 in the top half of the third. A double by D'Orazio, moved over to third. From SP Chen's ground out to first, and Gene Walters drives him in with an RBI single. Corniel back at the plate. Top of the order for the Rawhide. Grounds it out to first in his first at-bat. The pitch. Cold strike. Pickoff attempt at first base. Walters back safely diving. Infield, double play depth, a little bit in, and shading to the right. Oh-1, swung on, fouled off. Pickoff attempt at first base. Again, Walters back safely diving. That's the second time in this at-bat. So, Santa Cola can't throw over again in this at-bat. If he does, it has to result in an out. Runner takes off the pitch, misses. The throw to second looks good. Walters pulled safe at second base. Did they miss the tag? The ball definitely beat him there. I think Walter is able to move his hand out of the way and get his right one in time. Would love to see the replay on that. The pitch missed high. It's a 1-2 count. Again, the fans unhappy with that because the ball definitely beat Walters there. Looking at the replay. It looks like he was out. The pitch is swung on, ground ball to the shortstop. Arteaga fields it. The throw to first beats Corniel by half a step. 2 down. Walter still standing on second. So looking at that replay, it was hard to tell for sure if he was out or not. Wish you could see it here with us. Oh, I think he might have gotten the left hand for Walters. He kind of did a little swim move. It really hard to tell there. If this was Major League Baseball and he did a replay of it, I don't know if it would have been overturned. The pitch to Guzman is swung on, fouled off. Now, that's to say, again, pretend like we're in the major leagues and we actually have official reviews. Had Trevor Patience called Walters out, I don't think it would have been overturned from the replay either. It didn't show one way or the other. But Walters is standing on second. It's an 0-1 count. Two down to Guzman. Takes ball one high. The Rawhide lead 1-0 in the top half of the third. Guzman struck out in his first at-bat. The pitch. Swung on, popped up, shallow center field. Cantrell and Arteaga go out. Cantrell, the second baseman, is the one who makes the catch for the final out of the inning. But the Rawhide score first. It's a 1-0 ball game going into the bottom half of the third. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Time for today's beanbag toss, presented by the Quest. Beanbag Bradley. On the launch pad, Bradley beats Rockstown on the board. You'll win a standard inline bobblehead for one in the hole in the board. The standard inline VIP experience. Bradley, line it up, fire away.
Welcome back to Excite Ballpark. It's the bottom half of the third inning. I'm Jewel Gear, and thank you for joining us today for Game 5 of the series. Series tied up at 2. The Rawhide currently lead this game 1-0. Yipher Perdomo back on the mound. First pitch to Suarez is swung on. Fly ball into shallow center field. Guzman makes the catch, one down. Jared Dupre bats from the left side. One down, nobody on. He's the number 9 batter today and the designated hitter. The pitch. Swung on, fouled off. Batting 286 this season. Pitch from Perdomo. Misses outside. 1-1 count, one down. Rawhide lead 1-0, but both teams have two hits today. 1-1. Misses outside, ball two. This should be the 30th pitch of the evening for Perdomo. Here it is. Swung on, deep fly ball, right field. It has the distance. A fair ball. Home run ties up the game. Just barely fair down the right, but it ties up the game. 1-1. Tied ball game thanks to Jared Dupre. 1-1, bottom half of the third. One down in the top of the order. Arteaga's at the plate. The pitch. Breaking ball misses outside. Ball one. That is the 12th home run of the season given up by Perdomo. 1-0. Swung on, fouled off into the netting. One, swung on, popped up behind the home plate. 1-2 count. One, two. Swung on and missed strike three. It was in the dirt. D'Orazio steps up and throws to first to complete the strikeout. Two down. That is the second strikeout of the day for Perdomo. Brought to you by Visalia Kia, the used car supercenter. Many are priced under $20,000, and $500 down is all you need. Grant McCray bats from the left. Slight delay in game as there seems to be some baseballs on the field. Don't know how or why. There's three. Only thing I can think of were there were balls that were hit out of the park from batting practice and someone decided to throw them back into the field. That reminds me of, like, neighbors throwing the balls back over the fence after you hit them over when you're playing sandlot baseball. This is a professional baseball team. I think we can afford to lose three balls, but nice of them to care. First pitch is a cold strike. 0-1 count, two down. Here's the pitch. Misses outside, ball one. Here's the pitch. Misses outside. Perdomo has thrown 43 innings of work for the Rawhide this season, striking out 62 and walking 36. 2-1 count to McCray. He grounds it out to first in his first at-bat. Here's the pitch. Swung on, fouled off into the netting behind the plate. Here's the pitch. Swung on, fouled off. Two, two count, two down. Pitch from Perdomo, all three. Full count, the pitch to McCray. Swung on and missed strike three. He waves at a high fastball at 92 miles an hour. But the Giants do tie up the game in the bottom half of the third. A home run hit by the designated hitter Dupre makes it a 1-1 ball game as we go into the fourth. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Today it's Lucas, Brooke, and Benjamin will be playing old fashioned game of Houston Chairs when the music starts. Round around the chairs you go and the music stops. Find the seat. Here we go. is Brooke eliminated in the second round. Lucas, Lucas, and Luthu, and what a pair between them.
Top half of the fourth inning, Wildered Patino bats from the right side. Santacola back on the mound for his fourth inning of work. The pitch, called strike on outside corner. Patino struck out swinging in his first at-bat. Here's the 45th pitch of the evening. It misses outside, ball one, but not by much. Rawhide scored first in the last inning, an RBI single from Walters that drove in DeRozio, but the Giants tied it up in the bottom half of the third, the solo shot hit by Dupre. 2-1 count, nobody out. Here's the pitch. Missing high and in. Ball three. Three, one. Called strike, count is full. Payoff pitch. Swung on, slow ground ball, third base side. Third baseman Rodriguez comes in, and he doesn't even try to make a play on Patino. Off the bat, you know that so long as that ball stays fair, Patino will be safe at first base. It's an infield single for Patino, his first hit of the day, and it leads off the fourth inning for the Rawhide, and you can also pretty much guarantee that Patino will be off during the stolen bases this season for the Rawhide. That is the most in the California League this season. Pitch to Franco, a cold strike on the outside corner. Pickoff attempt at first base. He's back safely diving. So Patino, 52 stolen bases in 73 games. One Patino's off. The pitch is swung on, lined into left field. The left fielder makes the catch, and Patino's going to have to hurry back to first base. He makes it back safely, sliding into first. Usually Patino notices when Franco makes contact. That time, he didn't. Usually he stops halfway through and goes back. But that one, he dove headfirst into second base, thinking that a throw was coming down. Instead, he had to hurry back to first. He did so successfully, but it is one down. Another pickoff attempt at first base. Sergio Gutierrez batting from the left side. He struck out looking in his first at bat. The pitch. Swung on and missed. Strike one. That was a breaking ball that he waved at. Oh, one count. Infield shifting to the right. The pitch. Patino's off. It swung on. The throw to second is not in time. Patino safe. Stolen base number 53. O2 0-2 count, one down. The pitch. Missing high, ball one. Sanicola in his 10th start and 17th appearance this season, although he hasn't exactly been pitching out of the bullpen, been a little bit more complicated than that. The 1-2 swung on and missed strike three. Gutierrez goes down swinging for the second out of the inning. Runner on second. Batting from the left side is Roberson. Patino's off for third. Here's the throw. Goes into left field. Patino will score, and the Rawhide now lead 2-1. Patino looks gassed right now. So a stolen base for Patino, and then a throwing error on the catcher makes it a 2-1 ball game. A great pitch for the catcher, Sagaste, to throw to third on. High outside pitch. It was just wide of third base towards second, and Rodriguez wasn't really in a position to be able to adjust himself to go get that ball. Pitch to Roberson, misses low, ball two. Swung on, high fly ball. Foul territory, third base side. The catcher's Sagaste makes the catch to the lead thanks to the legs of Wildred Patino. Two stolen bases and scores on an error by the catcher. Rawhide lead 2-1 going into the fourth. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
The YMCA and Fort Calvary and serving families for more than 115 years. We've got a big Saturday night crowd in the YMCA and Fort Calvary and invite you now. It's YMCA time!
For the Giants in the bottom half of the fourth. The Rawhide lead 2-1. First pitch from Perdomo is a called strike on the inside corner. Perdomo's given up three hits today, one run. The pitch. Swung on, fouled off, out of play. He has struck out two batters, beg your pardon, three batters and has not given up a walk yet. Here's the 0-2. Swung on, fouled off into the netting. Saguste in his first at-bat flew out to shallow right field. That was when a runner was on third and just wasn't hit far enough for Arteaga to score from third base. It was a great throw from the right fielder, Patino, to hold him there. The pitch, cold strike three on the outside corner. Saguste goes down looking for the first out of the fourth. That is three consecutive strikeouts for Perdomo. Strikeout is brought to you by Visalia Kia, the used car supercenter. Many are priced under $20,000, and $500 down is all you need. Barracuda at the plate takes ball one outside. He flew out to center field in his first at bat. Misses inside, ball two. Two oh count. Swung on, fouled off, out of play. Barracuda this season batting .252. Eight home runs. Yesterday went 0 for 4. 2-1. Swung on hit. Perdomo ducked out of the way of that one. Fell to the ground to get out of the way. It is a one-out base hit. Fourth hit of the day for the Giants. Runner on first for Carter Williams batting the left side, who struck out in his first at-bat against Perdomo. Pitch from Perdomo, misses low and out. One oh count, the pitch. Misses high, ball two. Williams struck out looking at his first at bat. The pitch. Swung on, high fly ball, shallow right field. Chen, the second baseman, goes out. He makes the catch, two steps behind the infield dirt. Two away.
The second baseman, number 12, Hayden Yantrell.
Hayden Cantrell, that's from the right side. Two down, runner on first in the bottom half of the fourth. Takeoff attempt at first base, and Barracuda back safely diving. The pitch. Swung on, high fly ball. First base side, but it is out of play. Runner on first, still Barracuda. Two down. The pitch. Missing outside. Ball one. One count, two away. The pitch. Misses high, ball two. Perdomo kicks. Called strike inside corner, 2-2 count to Cantrell. He singled into left field in his first at-bat. Perdomo has given up one run off of four hits. The one run was a solo shot hit by the designated hitter, Dupre. It's actually a pickoff attempt at first base, and Barracoto back safely diving. That's the second pickoff attempt this at bat. Don't think Barracoto will go. He's not known for his speed. The pitch misses, barely, if at all, outside. Almost the entire Rawhide defense took a step towards the dugout, thinking it was strike three. I did too, but full count, two down. The runner will be off on the pitch. Here it is. Misses high, ball four, and that's the first walk given up by Perdomo. Tough break because that last pitch looked like it should have been strike three. Two-out walk given up by Perdomo. It's the first walk by either pitcher today. Gabby Hernandez, the pitching coach of the Rawhide, having a conversation on the mound. Every Rawhide mound visit this season is presented by the Shawn Team, a full-service real estate team proudly serving the Central Valley and Central Coast with heart. The Shawn Team, where community matters. Meeting on the mound is over, and your Yorlis Rodriguez at the plate. Two away, runners on first and second. On second, Barracoto. First is Cantrell. The pitch is swung on. Line drive into right field. Guzman comes in, makes the catch, and that will end the inning. The Giants strand two runners on. The Rawhide still lead 2-1 going into the fifth. And we are an hour and 13 minutes into this ball game. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
The San Jose Giants take this opportunity to send out birthday greetings from celebrating birthday in the ballpark season. From Gina and Veronica, happy birthday to both of you. And the Giants would like to welcome to Group to the Yard this evening. The Giants wants to add it to me, family and friends. Every couple of baseball buddies are here tonight. A guy welcome to A. Tool Shed, this sponsor of tonight's Funky Environment. A guy welcome to Bill Reed's family and friends. Bill is a great cast this year. Nice to welcome you. A guy welcome to our friends, Big Time Credit Union. A guy welcome to Humane. Jesse Celestino family and friends are here. Welcome to you. A guy welcome to John Gregory's family. Story Spartan Steven Larson. A giant welcome to replacements. And a giant welcome to Tom Burke, family and friends. Lead off the Rawhide Kid, the catcher, JJ Garazio.
JJ Garazio takes ball one, low and outside to start off the fifth. One-oh count. Infield shading to the left. The pitch swung on, popped up. Foul territory behind the plate. Seguste gives chase. and it lands in the stands. Strike one. One count now. D'Orazio doubled in his last at-bat. That was in the third. Scored the first run of the game for the Rawhide on an RBI single from Walters. The pitch is swung on, lined into left field. Williams takes a step back, now comes in and makes the catch for the first out of the inning. D'Orazio retired, but nice piece of hitting. One down. S.P. Chen batting from the left side. Here, swung on and missed, strike one. Chen in his first at-bat grounds it out to first. Pitch is a called strike on the outside corner, 0-2 count. One down, infield, just barely shifting to the right against Chen. No shift in the outfield, just a little bit in. Pitch misses high and outside, ball one. Chen batting 246 this season. This is the 65th pitch of the evening from Sinicola in his fifth inning of work. Here it is. Cold strike three on the high outside corner. Chen can't believe it, but he does go down looking for the second out. Sixth strikeout of the day for Sinicola. Walters comes to the plate batting from the left side. He singled in his first at bat and drove in the first run of the game. Now batting 200 this season. That was his 18th run batted in of the year. First pitch to him. Misses low, ball one. Lights are on at Excite Ballpark, though still quite a bit of sunshine, especially in the outfield. The sun sets down the right field line, right near the foul pole, actually. The pitch, called strike, 1-1 count. So there's shade covering almost all of the infield, at least from the pitcher's mound to home plate. And then out at second base, still a lot of sunlight. The pitch. Tries to check his swing, but he does go around on a high outside pitch. 1-2 count. One, two. Missing outside. 2-2. Two. 2-2 count. Two down. Nobody on in the top half of the fifth. Pitch to Walters. Swung on, lined out of play. So even though Sinicola in every appearance has not been the technical starter, he is viewed as a starter in the Giants organization. The reason why I say that is when he came out of the bullpen, it was always in piggyback role situations where it was treated like a start. He would come in a fresh inning with nobody on, nobody out, and he would do his warm-up and his pregame routine as if he was a starting pitcher. The 2-2. Swung on, lined into center field. Center fielder McRae comes over and makes the catch to end the inning. A 1-2-3 inning of work. The Rawhide still lead 2-1, and we're halfway through this one, going into the bottom half of the fifth inning. An hour and 10 minutes into this ball game. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Fire away.
2-1. Perdomo back on the mound for his fifth inning of work. First pitch to Alexander Suarez, missed inside, ball one. The pitch swung on and missed. Perdomo today giving up one run off of four hits, has walked one batter and has struck out four. The pitch swung on, popped up, shallow center field. Guzman coming in, still coming in, and makes the catch. One down.
The designated hitter, Jared Dupree.
Jared Dupree bats from the left side. He's responsible for the sole run of the game for the Giants. A solo shot. His first home run of the season as well. Here's the pitch. Swung on, hard ground ball, but foul down the first base side. Dupree is new to the roster. We have a slight delay of game because there was a ball still on the field. So an 0-1 count. Here's the pitch. Missing low and outside, ball one. So again, Dupree was added to the Giants roster on July 7th, still fairly new. Last at bat, his first home run in low A. The pitch swung on and missed. Strike two. 1-2 count. He went to Northeastern University. The pitch swung on, lined into right center field, a base hit. He's 2-for-2 today, a one out base hit for the designated hitter.
The shortstop, Iverson.
First pitch to Arteaga, misses outside, ball one. Here's the pitch. Swung on, popped up, first base side. Gutierrez gives chase in front of the dugout. Does he make the catch? He does. He makes the catch. Now they're going to try to go to second. Here's the throw. He's out at second base. Let's go. Wow, what a play from Gutierrez. Let's go through that one again. So Gutierrez comes over, leans over the wall of where the dugout is, the fence, I should say, makes the catch, starts to tumble into the line lane, makes sure he doesn't fall into the dugout. He comes up, and Dupree standing on first base, realizing no one's over at second. So he takes off. Gutierrez has a cannon for an arm and a perfect throw to second to get him out. What a play by Gutierrez. That was electric. That Rawhide Electric play of the game is brought to you by Geiger Electric. They're family owned and operated, serving the Central Valley for the honest and fair prices that you deserve. We are heading into the sixth inning. Rawhide still lead 2-1. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
It's the zebra moving like a tremendous machine. The wind coming from behind. Black took his place. White to show. In tonight's race presented by Rob Bobby. Don't forget, you can save money fueling your horse power. From 10 cents to down to gas, it's your own Bobby Saver one car. Visit RobBobbySaver.com for a great on how you can save.
Cornell leads it off for the Rawhide in the top half of the sixth inning. They lead 2-1. The pitch, called strike on the inside corner. On the mound is Sinicola on the for his sixth inning of work. Which misses. The pitch, swung on, lined into right center field. McCray going back. It'll one hop the wall. Cornell heading for second, and he stands there with a stand-up leadoff double to start off the sixth inning. His first hit of the day.
Center fielder Alvin Buchla.
Guzman batting from the right side. The pitch. Swung on and missed. Strike one. Sinicola at 75 pitches. The 0-1 is swung on, fouled off towards the Rawhide dugout. Rawhide lead 2-1. Could use an insurance run. Top half of the sixth. Nobody out and a runner on second. It's Cornell. Guzman is 0-2 today. He has struck out and popped out to second. There is movement in the Giants' pen. The pitch is swung on, lined into right field, makes a diving play. The right fielder Suarez steps up to throw to second. And they double off Cornell. They just called him safe. Let's see the replay. I mean, I don't know what Cornell misread it. Took off on contact. The throw to second. Oh, the second baseman. The second baseman Cantrell caught the ball, not the shortstop. And that's what happens. So it was the right call by Patience. Wow. Miscommunication with the middle infielders. The pitch to Patino swung on and missed strike one. So Cornell really lucky because he was not back on the base in time. The ball beat him there. But it was the second baseman Cantrell who caught the ball, and he didn't have his foot on the bag. The shortstop, Arteaga, did. Here's the 0-1. Corniel takes off. The pitch is swung on and missed. The throw to third. He's out. Nice throw from Sagaste. So an 0-2 count. Two down. Corniel caught stealing at third. O2 count, two away to Wildered Patino. The pitch. Missing low in the dirt. Patino today has struck out and had an infield single. And then he single-handedly scored a run just by stealing some bases. He stole second, stole third, and on his steal to third, the throw from the catcher went into the outfield. And he was able to score on the errant throw. And that's why the Rawhide lead 2-1. If it wasn't for Patino, still be a tie of ball game 1-1. 2-2. Check swing low on the dirt did not go according to patience on the bases. Full count, two down, nobody on. Swung on, fouled off, third base side. We'll do the 3-2 again. Patino batting 296 this season, 8 home runs and 42 runs batted in. Payoff pitch. Swung on, popped up, foul territory behind the plate. Sagaste underneath it, makes the catch as he falls to the ground for the final out of the inning. Despite the leadoff double, it is a 1-2-3 inning of work for Santa Cola as we're heading into the bottom half of the sixth. The Rawhide lead 2-1, and you're listening to Rawhide Baseball. Inning, Grant McCray at the plate for the Giants, and we have a new pitcher on the mound for the Rawhide. In relief for Yeifer Perdomo is right-handed pitcher Jameson Hill. Here's the pitch. Swung on, foul tipped, 0-1 count. Hill did spend some time with the Rawhide last year, but he's been in Hillsboro for this entire season. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed, strike two. And he was brought to San Jose to play for Visalia just for this week while the Hops are in Vancouver. Him and Jordan Lawler were unable to travel with them to Canada. The pitch misses, low ball one. Hill, originally from San Diego area, went to Fresno State. The pitch, swung on, fouled off. That was a breaking ball. Again, Hill in relief for Perdomo. This call to the bullpen is brought to you by ResCom. ResCom Pest Control has been protecting customers' homes and businesses from pest, termites, and rodents. Free zone. Say hello to ResCom and bye-bye, Bugs. You can say bye-bye to Grant McRae, who goes down looking on that pitch for the first out of the inning. Strikeout brought to you by Visalia Kia, the used car supercenter. Many are priced under $20,000, and $500 down is all you need. One down. Adrian Seguste bats from the right side. Pitch from Hill. Swung on, fouled off, out of play. Perdomo is in line for the win. Rawhide lead 2-1 in the bottom half of the sixth. He threw five innings of work, five hits, one earned run. Walked a batter and struck out four. Pitch to Seguste, misses outside. Here's the pitch. Misses outside, ball two. So Jameson Hill, 23 years old, turned to 23 in March. After he was signed out of Fresno State by the Diamondbacks. That pitch misses high and in. Came to the Rawhide in September of last year, September 8th, and started twice for Visalia. The pitch is swung on, fouled off, out of play. Full count. Started two games through seven innings. One run, although it wasn't earned, off of four hits. Walked two batters and struck out six. And for the Hops, he has been spectacular. 5-5, a 4.26 ERA. The pitch is swung on, grounded foul, third base side. Through 15 starts for the Hops, 70 innings of work, striking out 71, walking 32, and opponents batting 218 against him. The pitch. Swung on, ground ball to the shortstop. Corniel is there. The throw to first in plenty of time. Two down. Victor Biricotto comes to the plate.
First baseman Victor Biricotto.
Two down. The pitch to Biricotto. Swung on and missed, strike one. Here's the pitch. Swung on, ground ball to the shortstop. Corniel fields it on two hops. The throw to first. A 1-2-3 inning of work for Hill. Rawhide still lead 2-1 going into the seventh. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Thank you to that combined metal service of recycling. That's more recycling knowledge, Calvin. Take one look on the board. Who says that's recyclable? Sorry, it ain't recyclable. If you can't donate it, keep going to the garbage. Speaking of recycling, my courtesy crew is thinking of making the main grandstand line and collect your recycling. Please take two of your beverage containers or empty before recycling, because San Jose, we are clean. No food, no liquid, no problem. Learn more about recycling clean at San Jose Recycling.org.
I think you
is now pitching for San Jose. Number 40, Spencer Davis.
Junior Franco leads it off for the Rawhide. Top half of the seventh inning, a 2-1 ball game, and we have a new pitcher on the mound for the San Jose Giants. Pitch from Bivens, fouled off. So Spencer Bivens in relief for Nick Santacola. Call to the bullpen, as always, is brought to you by ResCom Pest Control. Say hello to ResCom, and bye-bye, bugs. 0-1 to Franco. Swung on, fouled off, out of play. 0-2 count. The pitch. Swung on and missed strike three. Franco goes down swinging on three pitches for the first out of the seventh. Here comes Sergio Gutierrez. He'll bat from the left side against Bivens. Santacola, the starter for the Giants, threw six innings, two runs, one of them earned off of four hits. Didn't walk anyone, and he struck out six. Gutierrez has struck out twice today. He's batting from the left. Here's the pitch. Swung on, deep fly ball, right field, should stay in the yard. Suarez going back, and he makes the catch in front of the warning track. Two down. Gutierrez looks like he just missed that side pitch that I think he couldn't get the good part of the barrel on. Two down. Nobody on for Jason Roberson. Roberson today has struck out and popped out to the catcher. Pitch to him. Misses low, ball one. One oh. Misses inside, ball two. We've seen Bivens a few times this series. He's 1-0 with a 2.95 ERA. It's his 14th appearance out of the pen. Thrown 19 innings of work, striking out 20 and walking 12. The pitch misses in, ball three. Opponents are batting 206 against him this season. Three oh to Roberson. Misses outside, ball four. A two-out, four-pitch walk to Roberson is the first free pass given by a Giants pitcher today. For every walk this year, Stryker, the official Smart Robotics joint replacement partner of Minor League Baseball, will be donating $1 to Canines for Warriors, the nation's largest provider of service dogs to military veterans. To learn more, visit MakoSmartRobotics.com. J.J. DeRozio at the plate. Pitch to him is swung on, fouled off. 0-1 count. Two down, runner on first is Roberson. DeRozio batting 255 this season. The pitch. Misses low, ball one. Bivens. Pickoff attempt at first base close, but Roberson back safely diving. One, one, missing outside, ball two. Bivens threw in game one of this series. Through two scoreless innings, give it one hit, walked a batter and struck out a batter. The pitch, missing low and outside, ball three. When D'Orazio faced him in game one, he was hit by a pitch, actually. Called strike, low outside corner. Full count, two down. Roberson, the runner on first, will be off on the pitch. Here's a 3-2. Roberson's off. It's swung on, fouled into the Giants' dugout. Everyone ducking out of the way down there. I think everyone's all right. The dugouts aren't as close as Visalia's, but still close where you might want to have some more protection down there. Here's the pitch. Roberson's off, and it misses low. Ball four. Back-to-back walks given up by Bivens. Rawhide fans, tonight's Mayhem walks are presented by Allstate Insurance, Team Abraham Guillen. Keeping you in good hands is their game. SP Chen bats from the left side. Two down, runners on first and second. The Rawhide lead 2-1 in the seventh. On second, Roberson. On first, D'Orazio. The pitch is swung on, slow ground ball. The shortstop, Arteaga, fields it, goes to second, and that will end the inning. Rawhide strand two runners on, but they still lead by one going into the bottom half of the seventh. It's stretch time at Excite Ballpark. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
It is seventh inning stretch time. Everybody have a sing along.
The seventh inning, Jameson Hill back on the mound for the Rawhide. The pitch, swung on, fouled off. Carter Williams batting from the left side. Hill, in his second inning of work, he had a 1-2-3 inning in the sixth. Struck out a batter and forced two ground balls to short. The pitch is swung on and missed strike two. 0-2 count. O-2 from Hill. Misses low, ball one. One, two. just misses out. 2-2. Hill's last appearance was in Hillsboro. He earned the win. The pitch just misses. Ball three. He threw 7 innings of work for the Hops. Gave up 3 earned runs off of 5 hits. One of them was a home run. Walked a batter while striking out 8. The pitch is swung on, fouled off, out of play, third base side. Payoff pitch. Misses outside, ball 4. Williams draws a leadoff walk. Pitches from Hill didn't miss by much, but maybe a ball or half ball. So leadoff man is on. It's Williams on first, and Hayden Cantrell will bat from the left side. Bottom half of the 7th inning. Rawhide lead by 1. Hill working with the runner on for the first time today. The pitch. Called strike at the knees. 0-1 count. Cantrell today has singled and walked, so he's reached base 2 times he's come to the plate. Only other batter for the Giants that can say that today is Jared Dupre. 0-1. Missing low. The pitch. Missing low, ball 2. Infield, a double play depth. Shading to the right against Cantrell. The pitch. Misses low in the dirt, ball 3. Hitters count for Cantrell, 3-1 count. Hill kicks. Misses outside, ball 4. That's back-to-back walks given up by Hill to start off the bottom half of the 7th inning. Rawhide lead 2-1, but the Giants now threatening. Gabby Hernandez, the pitching coach, going to have a conversation on the mound with the entire infield. The Shawn team, a full-service real estate team, and Central Coast with heart. The Shawn team, where community matters. Meeting on the mound is over. DeRozio, the catcher, trotting back to behind home plate. Nobody out, runners on first and second. A golden opportunity for the Giants to score here. Williams, the runner on second. On first, Cantrell. And at the plate, your least Rodriguez. Rodriguez today has hit into a double play. And he's flown out to center. He squares to bunt, pulls back. It's a ball outside. Both the corner infielders started coming in, even with the mound. You rarely see the pullback in baseball. More of a softball move. 1-0 count. He squares to bunt this time. Offers, gets it down the third base side. Hill picks it up, the throw to first in plenty of time. Sacrifice bunt that is successful for Rodriguez. Hill bobbled it for a split second, but plenty of time to get Rodriguez. Two runners in scoring position now. Alexander Suarez comes to the plate batting from the right side. Infield is in for the Rawhide. Runners on second and third. One down. The pitch. Swung on, slow ground ball. Second baseman Jen dives, stands up, throws to first to get the out, but Williams scores, and it's a tied ball game, 2-2. Cantrell advances to third. A nice stop by Chen. A slow hit ground ball by Suarez. But with the infield in, Chen did have to dive to make sure it stayed in the infield. Now Dupre bats from the left side. The pitch. Swung on, line towards left field. Roberson going back and makes the catch over his shoulder to end the inning. But we are now tied up at two going into the eighth inning. Jolt for the Rawhide, Gene Walters, Juan Corniel, and Alvin Guzman. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Well, the 1-1, no hits. No by Jenna Ayers. 1-1 left on the base. At the end of the seventh inning, alcohol sales are now closed. However, Athletic Brewing's non-alcoholic beer is still available. And if you're struggling just how delicious it is, we've got two contestants down the left field line ready to take on the Athletic Brewing Chuck contest. Trent and Zach are down the left field line. There's a beer waiting for them at third base. Such non-alcoholic beer, if I might add. First to finish in, John Clark. Get set. Go! Oh, it was a full contact edition of the beer truck. I don't think they're going to be turning any of this. It's just going to end up all over them. Zach is our winner tonight. Let's have a round of applause for Zach and Trent. A reminder to visit athleticbrewing.com for 10% off your first order. Call for Turkey Mike's Barbecue. It'll be shutting down in just a couple of minutes. We have a short time remaining in Boston. Last call for Turkey Mike's Barbecue. Leading off the Vicillian 8, third baseman Gene Walters.
We are tied up at two in the eighth inning. Gene Walters at the plate for the Rawhide. He's facing Spencer Bivens, who delivers a called strike on the outside corner. The pitch. Swung on, hard ground ball. Second baseman Cantrell is there. The throw to first retires Walters for the first out. Top of the order, Juan Corniel comes to the plate. Infield shading to the right against him. The pitch. Misses outside, ball one. Bivens is 28 years old. 6'5", 205 pounds. Originally from Pennsylvania. Here's the pitch. Swung on, fouled off. Here's the pitch. Called strike. Count is 1-2. So Bivens was signed as a free agent by the San Francisco Giants in May of this year. The pitch swung on and missed strike three. Corniel goes down swinging for the second out of the eighth inning. He did play for the AAA team, the Sacramento River Cats, for just one game. He moved up and down a few times, though. And then went up there for another 4 days. Pitch to Guzman, swung on, fouled off. 0-1 count, two down and nobody on, and a tied ball game in the eighth. So you see that with a lot of organizations of older free agent that you sign. You might move them around just a little bit, although, of course, San Jose and Sacramento aren't exactly difficult commutes for someone. The pitch is swung on and missed strike two. But we saw that a lot in 2019 with the Rawhide and the Diamondbacks organization. We had players like Justin Vernia who moved around quite a bit. It was their first time being signed out of indie ball and kind of get the short end of the stick there, it seems like, where you end up moving around quite a bit. The 0-2 swung on and missed a strike three. Two strikeouts to end the inning. A 1-2-3 inning of work for Bivens. Bottom half of the eighth, here we come, tied up at two. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
We are bringing back one of his favorites. So everybody, get up and join our sing-along because you know how this goes.
Jameson Hill back on the mound for the bottom half of the eighth. The pitch is swung on and missed by Arteaga. Arteaga today is 1-for-3. He doubled, struck out, and had that pop out in foul territory where Gutierrez is able to make the play. Pitch is fouled off. On that pop fly, it was hit towards the dugout of the Giants. Gutierrez is able to lean over, make the catch, hold on to it, stood up and threw to second base to get Dupre, who was heading towards second, trying to tag up. The pitch is swung on, fouled off again. Hill in his third inning of work. He's now at 30 pitches. 6'1", 180 pounds. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed strike three. Arteaga goes down swinging for the first out of the eighth inning. One down, nobody on. Strikeout is brought to you by Visalia Kia, the used car supercenter. Many are priced under $20,000, and $500 down is all you need. Pitch to Grant McCray, misses outside ball one against Hill. Hill has now faced all nine batters in the Giants lineup today. 1-0. Swung on, hard one hopper by into right field. Diving was the first baseman Gutierrez. He timed it well, but the hop went over him. It was hit so hard it took a high hop on him. And it's a one out single for McCray. Runner on first, one down in a tied ball game. Seguste bats from the right side. the pitch. Misses low, ball one. Takes off, the pitch is fouled off. 1-1 count. Still a little bit of sunshine in left field. Rest of the playing surface at Excite Ballpark covered in shadows. It's 8:10 local time, almost 2 hours into this ballgame. The pitch misses, the runner goes, a throw from DeRozio. What a throw from the catcher to get McRae for the second out of the inning. Great throw from J.J. DeRozio. 2 down, 2-1 count for Sagasta. Nobody on now. Tied ball game, bottom half of the eighth. The pitch swung on and missed strike two. Walters, a line drive, diving play, able to hold on to that ball. What a play by the third baseman, Gene Walters, to end the inning. He has a really bad bruise and kind of skid mark on his lower stomach, and you know he reopened that thing on that dive. It is a 1-2-3 inning of work for the Rawhide, thanks to some nice defensive plays. Going into the ninth, last chance for the Rawhide to try to get a lead. Top of the ninth coming up. We're tied up at two. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
This season we brought with tonight's game. Another field of baseballs and another catch-all hockey practice. You can play it at the Dedicated Line Follow at rawhidebaseball.com.au or the Grand Prize or the Marching and Senior Technical Designer at Oracle Park. Catch-all hockey come on sales for tonight's catch-all hockey. Or buy a package of shirts for just $5. Your attention, please. Now pitching for San Jose.
Wildered Patino at the plate takes ball one outside from the new pitcher, Ofelki Peralta, in relief for Spencer Bivens. 1-0. Swung on, flare into shallow right center field. McRae comes over, but it's the right fielder Suarez who makes the catch for the first out. This call to the bullpen is brought to you by ResCom. ResCom Pest Control has been protecting customers' homes and businesses from pest, termites, and rodents for over 30 years. Make your home a pest-free zone. Say hello to ResCom and bye-bye, bugs. First pitch to Franco, misses low, ball one. Pitch is swung on, grounded foul, first base side. One one, called strike on the outside corner. 1-2 to Franco. Missing low. 2-2 count. The infield is shifting to the right. There's a big gap between the shortstop, Arteaga, and the third baseman, Rodriguez. No shift in the outfield, though. 2-2. Swung on, deep fly ball, right center field. McRae going back. It makes the catch over his shoulder in front of the warning track for the second out of the inning. Here's Sergio Gutierrez. He will bat from the left side against Peralta. Two down, nobody on. It is the top half of the ninth inning. Rawhide trying to get a lead here before going into the ninth. Otherwise, they're going to try to extend this game to go into extras. 8:16 local time in San Jose, California. We've been playing for 2 hours. Gutierrez swung on, popped up, foul territory, third base side. Third baseman Rodriguez makes the catch, and that will end the inning. We're going into the bottom half of the ninth. Rawhide will try to extend this into the tenth. The Giants just need to score one run to win the game. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball. Tied up at two in the bottom half of the ninth inning. Jameson Hill on the mound. The pitch to Victor Barracoto was swung on and fouled off. Barracoto today 1-for-3, singled into center field. And as that bat against Hill, he grounded out to short. The pitch. Called strike, 0-2 count. Swung on, ground ball to the shortstop. Corniel fields it, sets his feet. The throw is high and wide, but Gutierrez keeps his foot on the bag for the first out of the inning. One down. Carter Williams will bat from the left side. Giants just need to score one run here to win the ball game. Tied up at two on the bottom half of the ninth. The pitch is swung on, a flare into shallow left field. Roberson comes in, lands in front of him for a base hit. Sounded like it was off the end of the bat. Roberson playing a little bit deep, and I don't know if he got a bad jump on it. But Williams is safe at first base. He represents the winning run. Hayden Cantrell bats from the left side, one down, runner on. Cantrell has reached base in all three at-bats today. He's walked twice and singled. The pitch misses low, ball one. It is only a bat against Hilly walked. One oh. Called strike, count is 1-1. Fourth inning of work. 1-1. Swung on, popped up, shallow center field. Guzman coming in, so is Roberson, and Roberson makes the catch in shallow left center for the second out of the inning. Two down. Williams still the runner on first. He represents the winning run. And Yerlis Rodriguez trying to extend this inning for the Giants. If not, we're going into extras for the third time this series. And it's only the fifth game. Two down, runner on first. Rodriguez bunted against Hill. So hasn't had a real at-bat against him. The pitch is swung on and missed, strike one. Infield back with two outs. This will be the 50th pitch of the evening for Hill. Here it is. Swung on, foul down the third base side. 0-2 count. Two. Runners off. It's swung on. Ground ball to the third baseman. Walters, the throw to first in plenty of time. Going into extras for the third time this series. Tied up at two. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
California League rules, next innings begin with a runner at second base. The runner for Vicelli, number 32, Sergio Gutierrez, leading off the Rawhide 10, left fielder Jason Overson.
Extra innings for the third time in five games this series between the Rawhide and the Giants. We're tied up at two in the top half of the 10th. Gutierrez, the runner placed on second, Roberson at the plate. He takes the ball one low. Peralta back on the mound for his second inning of work. He had a 1-2-3 inning in the ninth. Here's the pitch. Missing low and inside. Ball two. So Sergio Gutierrez, the runner on second in extra innings. We have what's called a ghost runner. Place them on second. 2-0 count for Roberson. The pitch. Swung on, ground ball, just foul down the first base side. 2-1. Roberson today has struck out, popped out to the catcher in foul territory, and he's walked. Peralta, right-handed pitcher, glove at the chin. The pitch swung on and missed. Strike two. Missing low and inside, ball three. Catcher Seguste bobbles the ball for a second, but it stays right near home plate, so Gutierrez stays at second. Full count. Wind still blowing out to left. The pitch. Swung on, fouled off. Roberson stays alive. This is Roberson's first series back off the injured list. He was dealing with an oblique strain. Spent a month in Arizona rehabbing, and now he's back with the Rawhide. Full count. Here's the pitch. Swung on, a high chopper to the second baseman. Cantrell fields to the throw to first, beats Roberson by a step. Gutierrez does advance to third. One down. Go ahead, run 90 feet away, and J.J. DeRozio will come to the plate. DeRozio today has doubled, lined out to left, and walked. When he's made contact with the ball, it's been hit well. Infield is in. Ball one. Infield with their toes on the grass. Outfield playing maybe a little bit shallow, but not much. 1-0. Swung on, fouled off. One count to DeRozio. Swung on, shallow fly ball into right field. Flores underneath it. Gutierrez is going to attack. Here's the throw. It looks good. No, it's offline. Gutierrez scores in the Rawhide lead. 3-2 in the top of the 10th inning. The throw from Suarez looked good out of his hand, but it was offline towards the third base bag. Gutierrez scores the third run of the game for the Rawhide. Sacrifice fly out for DeRozio to pick up his 16th run batted in of the season. Two down. Nobody on, an SP Chen bats from the left side. First pitch is a called strike. Now that run will not be earned to Peralta. The pitch squares to bunt, pulls back, it's a strike. Reason why it won't be earned is in the extra inning rules, when a runner is placed on second, it will be a unearned run if they score, because you're not going to make a pitcher's ERA go higher because you gave the offense an advantage by having a runner in scoring position to start off the inning. It's much the same like when a pitcher comes in relief and there's a runner on second, it's not going to be earned for them. 1-2 count, two down, nobody on. The Rawhide lead by one. The pitch, missing low, ball two. Two to Chen. Swung on and missed, strike three. It was in the dirt. Seguste throws to first base to complete the strikeout, and that will end the inning. But the Rawhide lead 3-2 going into the bottom half of the 10th inning. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Williams with a runner at second base. That runner for San Jose, number 10. No leads to Von Rigley. The batter, right fielder, Alexander Suarez.
Alexander Suarez leaves it off for the Giants in the bottom half of the 10th inning. The Rawhide lead 3-2, and a pitch clock violation on Jameson Hill, so it's a 1-0 count now. Runner on second. Placed there is Yorlis Rodriguez. He was the last out in the ninth. 1-0 count. Swung on, a high ground ball over the head of the third baseman. That's going to score Rodriguez. And we have a tied ball game. Tied up at 3 now. We saw that happen in the Rawhide favor. I want to say it was 3 nights ago when De Los Santos hit a single and a double down the third base line just like that. A hard high hopper. And the only reason why it was like that is it hit right in front of home plate. Hit so hard, able to hit it over the head of Gene Walters, the third baseman. So tied up at 3, Dupre squares to bunt. He does offer. 0-1 count. Runner on first is Suarez, who just drove in Rodriguez to tie up the game. The pitch is swung on and foul tipped. Count is 0-2. O-2 count. The pitch. Swung on, fly ball, deep left field. Roberson at the track, reaches up. He can't get to it. It's off the wall. Suarez rounding third. Here's the throw. It's not in time. The Giants win. Jared Dupre drives in Suarez. A ball hit off the left field wall. Roberson went back on it, timed it well, just couldn't make the catch in left field. And that's how the ball game ends. The Giants defeat the Rawhide in extras for the second time this series, 4-3. Giants outhit the Rawhide 9-4, and they committed an error while the Rawhide did not. Jared Dupre had a great day at the plate. 3-for-4, a home run, and an RBI single. Rawhide fall to the Giants by a score of 4-3 in extras. You're listening to the postgame show now. When we come back, we'll give you the postgame recap, let you know what to look forward to tomorrow, and of course give you the steel player of the game. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball. welcome back to Excite Ballpark. The Rawhide fall to the Giants by a score of 4-3 in extra innings. Let's take you through this ball game. On the mound for the Rawhide, Yifer Perdomo, he threw 5 innings of work, 1 earned run off of 5 hits, walked a batter, and struck out 4. The Rawhide scored first off the starting pitcher for the Giants, Nick Santacola. Gene Walters had an RBI single in the 3rd inning to score J.J. DeRozio, who led off that inning with a double. The Rawhide led 1-0. Then in the bottom half of the 3rd, Jared Dupre hit his first home run as a member of the San Jose Giants to tie up the ball game 1-1. Then in the top half of the 4th inning, Wildered Patino, who had an infield single, stole second base, then stole third on the throw for his when he was going down to third base and went into left field, an errant throw by Sagasta, and Wilder Patino scored the second run of the game for the Rawhide, 2-1 lead. In the bottom half of the set, he gave up 2 walks to start off the inning. A sacrifice bunt by Rodriguez moved them to second and third, and Suarez grounds it out to second to drive in Williams to tie up the ball game, 2-2 in the 7th. That would be the score going into the 10th inning. Rawhide did take the lead in the top half of the 10th. J.J. DeRozio, a sacrifice fly out into right field to make it a 3-2 ball game. Going into the bottom half of the 10th, Hill back on the mound for the Rawhide. Gave up an RBI single to Suarez. It was a high chopper over the third baseman's head that drove in Rodriguez to tie up the ball game. And the next batter, Dupre, the designated hitter, had a walk-off RBI double. Hit the ball off the left field wall. Roberson looked like he was underneath it, but he kind of just slammed into the wall. I don't think he knew the wall was right there when we looked at the replay. Hit off the wall, and Suarez scored to win the ball game for the Giants by a score of 4-3. Rawhide, 3 runs, 4 hits, no errors. The Giants, 4 runs, 9 hits, 1 error. The Rawhide now trail the series 3-2. The Giants have guaranteed at least a split this season, or rather the series. Rawhide need to win tomorrow to try to split the series. First pitch tomorrow is at 5 o'clock. Expected pitcher for the Rawhide is Liam Norris. And expected pitcher for the Giants is Seth Lonsway. Before I sign off from Excite Ballpark, I do want to wish my mother a special happy birthday, Mom. I don't know if you're listening. You might still be at your birthday dinner. I hope you ordered a lemon drop martini. I hope you enjoy the rest of your evening. And again, happy birthday. I love you so much. Thank you for always listening to my broadcasts. And thank you to each and every one of you for listening to these broadcasts. I do hope you enjoy each and every one of these broadcasts, Tom. First pitches tomorrow at 5 o'clock. We'll be live at 4:55. A huge thank you to the Rawhide front office and, of course, First Pitch Entertainment, our ownership group of the Visalia Rawhide. One final time, the Giants defeat the Rawhide 4-3 in extras. Giants, 4 runs, 9 hits, 1 error. The Rawhide, 3 hits, 4 hits, no errors. Rawhide need to win tomorrow to split the series. We'll see if they can do that tomorrow at 5 o'clock from Excite Ballpark. I'm Jill Guerin signing off from San Jose. Enjoy the rest of your Saturday evening.